to our protocols. Place your phones or audio connections on mute until such time you are presented or asked to speak. When addressing the board, please announce your full name first and be sure to speak clearly. And please do not place your phone on hold or leave your audio unattended. If you need to leave the meeting, please hang up or disconnect your meeting web link and then dial back or click the web link posted on the agenda to rejoin the teleconference. So welcome to Mission Academy regular board meeting. It is Tuesday, April 19th, 2022 at 1:15. Yes, it is. Okay. This meeting is held in compliance with Assembly Bill 361, which allows flexibility in Brown Act teleconferencing procedures as addressed by the board under Agenda Item IE. The public is encouraged to participate in the meeting telephonically by dialing the conference line or by clicking the web link listed on the posted agenda. The public may submit written comments to the board by emailing publiccomments@missionacademyhs.org. The public may also provide comments telephonically during the public comments section of the meeting. All right. As required by state law, SB 126, this meeting will be audio recorded and posted on the charter school's website. So we're going to call this meeting to order. We'll do a roll call and establish a quorum. Carol Stanford, present. Claudette Beck.
Here.
Mike Malloy.
Present.
John Dorch. John, unmute. Okay.
Thank you. I'm present.
Okay, good. Barbara Willebrand.
Present.
So we have a quorum. Everyone is here. So now we'll do the Pledge of Allegiance, and I'll ask Mike Malloy to do that.
Everyone, please stand. Place your right hand over your heart and repeat after me. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. That was wonderful. So now we're going to do staff introductions, starting with Mr. Brown.
Thank you, Madam President and Board. This is Jeff Brown, Chief Executive Officer.
And Jerry Vincent, yeah.
Good afternoon, Jerry Vincent, Corporate Officer.
So now school staff, please.
Good afternoon, Lindsay Reese, Area Superintendent.
This is Jenna Eunice, Principal.
Good afternoon, this is Jeff Martin, Vice President, Charter Relations.
I have a special guest today, Stephen.
Stephen Oviedo, San Diego Mission Academy Track Specialist.
And Mission Academy as well.
Mm-hmm. All right. School Legal Counsel.
Good afternoon. Bill Thompson, attorney for the school.
Advisors who are supporting agenda items are presenting.
Good afternoon. This is Geeta Sharifi, CFO with LLAC.
This is Heather Stoop, Director of Special Education.
Hi, Michelle Lopez, counsel with LLAC.
All right. Welcome, everyone. Any other staff who wishes to introduce themselves? We missed anybody? All right. So welcome to everybody. So now we're at 1E, adopt resolution continuing Board of Directors authority to hold virtual or teleconference meetings pursuant to Assembly Bill 361. Jeff Martin now.
Thank you, President Stanford and board members. In your board package, you will find the resolution for continuing Board of Directors authority to hold virtual or teleconference meetings pursuant to Assembly Bill 361. Assembly Bill 361 was signed by Governor Newsom on September 16, 2021, and allows boards to continue to meet remotely as determined by majority vote during states of emergency as long as the board makes required findings every 30 days that meeting in person would present imminent risks to the health or safety of attendees. It is recommended the board make the required findings by adopting the enclosed board resolution. Are there any questions from the board?
If not, could I have a motion and a second to approve 1E?
Mike Malloy makes a motion.
John Dorch seconds the motion.
Mike Malloy has moved. John Dorch has seconded. We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dorch?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So it's unanimous that we approve 1E. We're now on 1F, a Approve agenda for the April 19, 2022 regular public meeting of the Board of Directors. I need a motion and a second to approve this agenda.
Barbara,
I got Barbara Willebrand moved. 2 seconds.
Claudette, second.
All right, lady, thank you. Barbara Willebrand has moved. Claudette Beck has seconded. We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dortch?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So 1F has been approved unanimously. So now we're on 1G. I'm sorry, my phone is ringing in the back room. It'll go down in a second after they've given me a new car warranty. Okay, so 1G, approved minutes of the March 1st, 2022 regular public meeting of the Board of Directors. Are there any corrections to this? And if not, can I have a motion and a second to approve 1G?
John Dortch, move. Mike Malloy, second.
Still going. All right, John Dortch has moved. Mike Malloy has seconded. We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dortch?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So 1G has been approved unanimously. So now we're on consent items. All items listed under consent agenda are considered by the board to be routine and consistent with approved policies and practices of the charter school. The board will be asked to approve all of the consent items by a single vote unless requested by a board member to be discussed and considered for action separately. So we have A, 1 through 3. Now I have a barking dog. The board will be asked to approve 2022-23 parent student handbook. 2, the board will be asked to approve the revised employee handbook. And 3, the board will be asked to approve the revised COVID-19 plan for virtual instruction, an addendum to the school's health and safety plan. Are there any board members who want any of these tables or to discuss them further? And if not, can I have a motion and a second to approve A, consent agenda 1-3?
Mike Malloy, make a motion.
Barbara Willebrand, second.
So Mike Malloy's motion, Barbara Willebrand has seconded. We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dortch?
Aye.
And Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So consent agenda A, 1-3 has been approved unanimously. So now we're into public comment. At this time, members of the public may address the board on any item within the subject matter of the board, whether or not the item is on the agenda, by dialing the teleconference line or by clicking the web link listed on the posted agenda. The time allotted per presentation will not exceed 3 minutes, except in the case where a member of the public utilizes a translator, in which case the time allotted will not exceed 6 minutes. In accordance with the Brown Act, no action may occur at this time, but it is the board's prerogative to hold a brief discussion, provide information to the public, provide direction to staff, or schedule the matter for a future meeting. Is there anyone from the public who would like to introduce themselves or make a comment? If not, Shelley, has anyone contacted you for the public?
Hi, this is Shelley Sand from the Charter Affairs team. There were no members of the public who submitted written comment or have requested to speak.
All right, thank you. So now we're on 4, school reports and information. This is a principal update by Jenna.
Thank you, Board President. It's so nice to see you all and to be back and, happy spring and looking forward to longer days, right, and kind of brighter days ahead, too. I have a couple of enrollment updates that I thought were noteworthy. Our current enrollment at Mission Academy is 457 students, and that is, okay, good. Just checking, I was reading off of the correct board report, excuse me for a moment. We are continuing to see an apex of enrollment at Mission Academy, starting to see a little bit of a wane, but, still steady enrollment. Our middle school enrollment is up to 11.1%, so our 9 through 12 is at 88%, but again, the trend of increasing middle school enrollment is still something that we're seeing creep up. We do have a 15% special education population, which has remained, again, fairly stable, and something I thought was very interesting, only 12% of our student population at this time is 19 and over. And sometimes people think of independent study programs, and I know in the past our program has served more of an at-risk, at-promise, aged-out population. I think we've graduated a lot of those students who have been in school for 6, 7, 8 years And we're seeing a younger population that is stabilizing and kind of coming through, you know, our grade levels. So this is really interesting. I thought that that particularly was noteworthy. And our graduation count is up to 45 since July 1st, 2021. So very happy to celebrate all of those graduates. We are in the middle of our testing season, if you will. We are testing remotely. So everybody is testing at home on their own laptop or a school-issued Chromebook. So we are delivering laptops if students need them. We are troubleshooting secure browsers, et cetera, and working with students to test on the Smarter Balanced Assessment in English and Math for our middle school and 11th graders, and then for our science test for 12th graders and 8th graders. Right now, Mission Academy is at a 42% completion. We started testing, actually really ramping up just last week, and we're testing by teacher roster. So we still have several teacher rosters that have not yet tested, but whose students are scheduled to test. So we're definitely monitoring that progress, providing makeup, evening sessions, you know, and working toward that 95% completion. We have been testing our English learners through the LPAC, which is required, since February 1st. And we are at 78% completion to date at Mission Academy for the LPAC. And that one is kind of fluid because as we get English learners enrolling throughout the, since Q1, we then have to figure out if they've done this test already because the annual window is February 1st through, you know, the end of May. So sometimes we find we have brand new students that test, so that adds to our, you know, roster denominator. So we have a great EL specialist, and she's amazing and definitely keeping an eye on that. Other things that as you'll, you know, be approving soon, right, we're working on our LCAP. We're reviewing our 2021 through LCAP and looking at our goals and the stakeholder feedback that was provided through parent-student staff survey that went out in February. And we also held a recent parent advisory meeting, and all of our supervising teacher academic advisors were required to do spring conferences to plan for next school year, and then to also, you know, gauge feedback on how we can improve as a school, what we can do better, you know, and how we can continue to serve our students. So we have also, let me see, set our graduation date for Thursday, August 11th. We are really hoping that we can do an in-person graduation ceremony or a drive-through ceremony, one way or the other. We pushed it out a little bit instead of doing it in June so we could get through our state testing, have more students graduate, and then also be, you know, a little bit outside of that pandemic, you know, comfort level. And we're hoping maybe we can get quite a few graduates together. So that's Thursday, August 11th, and we'll make sure that the save-the-date invitations get to our board members and our partners in education as well. We do have our WASC accreditation visit next spring, February 27th through March 1st. So we have also started the, we've been in the process of reviewing our action plan, our LCAS, our WASC, you know, initial accreditation and working toward that as well. So you can look for those updates in the future. And I invited today our JAG specialist, Stephen Oviedo. I've talked about our Jobs for American Graduates program before. We're one of the only Learn for Life organizations in the past couple of years to start and to pilot that program. We're the only virtual program in JAG National when we started, and really proud of what we've done with that. Mr. Oviedo has been working with the program for 2 years. This was the first year as a, you know, legitimate so-called JAG specialist, you know, in that title. Unfortunately, one of our graduates wanted to come and speak to you and would like to come to the next board meeting. She wasn't able to come today. But I wanted to ask Steve just to give a few words so that you don't have to, you know, sit and listen to my voice the whole time. So, Stephen.
Thank you, Madam President, Chair, board members for having me today. Thank you, Jenna. So basically, I just want to talk about the JAG program, more specifically a student, which is one of our biggest success stories. So the program, we really try to identify students with multiple barriers to success, and we try to help them transition after graduating into post-secondary education, and or the workforce. Like Jenna said, our student who wants to attend our next meeting, her name's Psalm. She's a very success story, and she's gone through, she had many barriers to begin with. She had placed an internship, and after she had her first job, we did mock interviews, things of that nature, resume building, and she placed in the job, and it was her first job, and she had a really tough experience. She had experience of racism in the workforce. So she had talked with me, we reflected on that, and she really bounced back, for lack of a better term, she bounced back from it. And she, to see a student who had so many barriers, and a student I started with that was very impatient and didn't really like talking to people, to see how she was reflecting that message toward me of how she handled it and how she was okay to move on to a new job and how she was so confident that she deserved better, it was a beautiful thing to see. And today, she's a success story because she started her junior college right away after graduating from high school. And she is finishing up the semester. Actually, right now, she's almost finishing up, and she's going to graduate, it looks like, with a 4.0. And she actually placed into a job as a caregiver. And to this day, I still do the follow-up support with her. And she always brings up how she brings up her fellow students, mentors. My mentor, Steven, he's helped me with this so much. And it's really provided that support that students need, and it's something I definitely wish I had as a student growing up in high school. And I really love this program, and I also want to take the time to thank Jenna, because without her, I know it's not possible, and she's been a huge support, and she really believes in the program. And I think there's going to be so many students of lives that we can change with this program, and it's just continuing to grow. We have a cohort of 10 students. We have two new graduates that were in the program, so we're pretty much 2 for 2, 100% of the students that joined JAG are graduating, and that's our biggest model, is that we want our students to graduate. We want them to be successful during high school, but also that transition out to help them in that successful life. But thank you so much for your time. I really do appreciate it, and I hope my student can speak next meeting. Thank you.
And that concludes my report as well. Thank you.
Thank you both. That was wonderful. Thank you, Stephen. I love those kind of stories. Thank you so much. Any other comments from the board?
Thank you, Jenna, for your report. We appreciate it.
All right. We're going to go into 4B, finance update. This is Gita.
Hello, board. This is Gita with LLAC. So I'd like to refer, if you could please pay attention to this Hominy update on the screen. You can also find it in your PDF packet on page 216. Hominy is the bank for the school. This document reflects all the information if you need to reference for the line of credit that Hominy provides to the school. It's updated as of March 31st, 2022. It shows the line of credit that the school has, which is $1 million, the expiration, the interest rate, as well as the money that has been drawn from the line of credit, if any, as well as the covenant that the school has to meet in order to continue to be qualified for the line of credit, which the school has met that. The only change on this document, as you previously have seen, that the interest rate has been set at 3.75% for a while, but given that the government is increasing, the feds are increasing interest rate, the prime rate has increased. So the way the interest rate is calculated is it's calculated at the greater of the prime rate plus 0.5% or 3.75%. So at this time, the interest rate for the line of credit is at 4%. If that increases, or if, we keep hearing that interest rate is increasing, obviously we look at other options as well. Hominy is not the only option for the school. But this is for you to reference. If you have any questions, I'll be happy to respond. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Gita. Any comments from the board? All right. So now we're going to go to 4C. CDE notification of 2021 annual determination pursuant to the Individuals with Disability Education Act and selection 2022 special education monitoring activity. And do.
implementation of IDEA, the CDE sends each school an annual determination letter, which indicates their status in relation to special education compliance. So you've actually received a copy of this letter in your board packet. And this year, the CDE is introducing a new process called compliance and improvement monitoring, which replaced the previous monitoring activities such as special education plan and performance indicator review. So this new process is designed to help schools identify systemic issues that could lead to poor student outcomes, help us to create a plan that prioritizes those high leverage activities, and then implementing that plan on fidelity with our on our campuses. The 2022 monitoring tier is based on the previous year's tier, plus any additional data collected and reviewed. So we have really good news that Mission Academy is in compliance only, which is the lowest level of required monitoring. They were previously found disproportionate, and so this is a really exciting shift in enrollment and compliance for our Mission Academy students. So this means the CDE will differentiate on areas around noncompliance with initial and triennial assessments, as well as annual and triennial IEP timeframes. So we're participating in a series of informational webinars and workshops hosted by the CDE and our SELPA designed to help us develop and implement this new CIM process, and we will update you as the plan unfolds. Are there any questions from the board?
That's really interesting. I'm glad we're in compliance. Any comments from the other board members? All right, thank you so much, Heather. So now we're on five action items. The board will be asked to approve the revised charter school accounting manual, and this is Gita.
Hello, board again. So if you please refer to the accounting manual, you can find the red line pages on pages 225 to 231. There were some minor formatting adjustments on pages 83 to 84. On pages 113 and 116, the limit for requiring three quotes for purchases was increased from $25,000 to $50,000. That was a recommendation by FICMAT and according to the federal guidelines. On page 115, we added the language of ACH. ACH is automated clearinghouse. It refers to direct deposit or any type of electronic payment. After, when the pandemic hit, we tried to automate everything. So one area that we focused on was printing checks. So going through electronic payments. So that's called ACH. So that language wasn't in the manual, but the policies and procedures of any draft from the bank account of the school is the same. So that was added. On page 116, adding school officials to review the accounts payable checks, check register on a monthly basis to increase checks and balances. And then on page 117, this language was previously approved by the board. However, it was not included in the actual document within the accounting manual in the content. So it was added, and it just says that the board member's signature is required for purchase over, orders over $25,000. Currently, the board ratifies all of that. Everything sends to the being sent to the board members, but that language wasn't put in the accounting manual, so that was inserted. If there's any questions, I'll be happy to respond. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Dita. Any questions from the board? All right, if not, can I have a motion and a second to approve 5A?
Barbara Willebrand moves. Claudette Beck second.
Barbara Willebrand has moved. Claudette Beck has seconded. We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dortch?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So 5A has been approved unanimously. So now we're on 5B. The board will be asked to approve the Declaration of Need, the DON, forms as a prerequisite to the insurance of an emergency permit and our limited assignment permit for teachers of the school for the 2022-23 school year per California Code of Regulation 80026. And this is Lindsay.
Thank you, President Stanford and Board. Please see pages 233 to 236 of your PDF board packet. The Declaration of Need, aka DON, is an annual form submitted to the California Commission on Teacher Credentialing by local education agencies. The form contains the employing agency's estimated number of emergency permits, such as provisional intern permit, otherwise known as a PIP, a short-term staff permit, otherwise known as a SIP, and emergency cross-cultural language and academic development, commonly known as a CLAD permit, that will be requested during the upcoming school year. I want to emphasize that this is an estimated number, and it's perfectly acceptable to overestimate since we don't know how many we may need to hire. These documents allow qualified individuals to be authorized to serve in their teaching assignment while they work towards completing the credential requirements for the appropriate teaching credential for that educator's assignment. We anticipate this being a need this year and probably in the next couple of years because there is a teacher shortage. So at this time, if there are not any questions, I would like to ask the board to approve the declaration of need for the 2022-23 school year.
Thank you so much, Lindsay. Any comments from the board members? If not, can I have a motion and a second to approve 5B?
Mike Malloy makes a motion.
John Deutsch will second the motion.
Mike Malloy moved. John Deutsch seconded. We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Deutsch?
Aye.
And Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
5B has been approved unanimously. So now we're on to 6, additional corporate officers and board members' observations and comments. And this is Jeff Brown.
Well, thank you, Madam President. As usual, I really want to congratulate Lindsay and her staff and the principals that do this work. I really am kind of excited about the population is reaching younger students. That's good because that kind of opens up some more doors for us. And, of course, the older population, the JAG program, the jobs after graduation, I've been such a proponent of that it's exciting to follow up and see what these young people are doing. That's what we're here for. Thank you, Gall. Really do appreciate it. Back to you, Madam President.
All right, Jerry Benson, please.
Yes, thank you. Thank you all. Jenna, I want to take a moment to just compliment you on your stable leadership for the school, and you're just tenacious in such a graceful way of just taking this ship and getting it heading in a direction that's really wonderful for our students. So thank you so much. And Lindsay, that Jenna's position in great part was her qualities were learned from your leadership style, and I'm so grateful to both of you and of course board for everything that you do. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Jerry. I this is Board President Stanford. I just have one comment. I feel like we're almost getting back to normal. Everybody's kind of dressed up and we're seeing faces and people are in their offices. So that really makes me feel good. Lindsay, thank you so much for everything that you do, and Jenna and Stephen for the presentation you made on the JAG. Just some great, great projects going on, and I can't wait till graduation. Okay, board members, anybody else?
Yeah, Mike Malloy, I want to thank them all for doing such a great job. Keep up the good work, and going in a positive direction. That's what I like. Thank you.
All right.
Yeah, I'll just say, I like Stephen. I'm glad he got to come on and talk to us a little bit about JAG because you always want to hear what the students are doing afterwards, and it makes a great impression because, you know, we know that we want them to succeed, and hearing that they are succeeding is really complimentary to our whole program. So I really appreciate, and of course, Lindsay and Jenna, you guys do a great job.
I agree with Claudette. Very good job.
All right. Thank you, everybody. So we're going to go to 7 closing items. Our next regular board meeting is going to be May 16th, 2020 at 2. And now I need a motion and a second to adjourn our meeting.
Barbara Willebrand moved. Beck second.
Thank you, ladies. Barbara Willebrand has moved. Claudette Beck has seconded. We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Deutsch?
Aye.
And Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
Thank you, everyone. We'll see you at our next meeting.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.